It's Tuesday the 20th of January 2015 and it's my third whole day in Doha in Qatar, standing on the balcony of my hotel room and looking out over an absolutely beautiful sunny day, but there's always this haze in the distance that you get in the Middle East. It's from the sand, and of course you can feel it. It begins to choke you a little bit and you feel it in your eyes at the end of the day. There's a lot of eye problems here from people having tear ducts blocked with sand apparently and getting infected eyes. Some beautiful bird life flying about in the gardens out here. But it's chilly, it's quite cool, which is pleasant. So I'm ready to go. I've been up early this morning. I was asked at the last minute, last thing, last night, by somebody in my faculty if I could produce a report by Friday. I'm acting as Associate Dean for Research at the moment while a colleague is off. My initial reaction was, no, can't do it, don't know what to say, too late. But of course, in my usual style, I calmed down a bit and relented, so I've made a start to that, and I just need one bit of information to put into it, which I've asked a colleague for. So let's hope I can get that done and at least try to be useful, even though I'm several thousand miles away. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the driver this morning, assuming he comes to the right place. And I'm going down to the Marriott Hotel to join the Manchester and local colleagues, and I'm talking for an hour on writing for publication. Actually, having a chat. So sorry to be a bit get you back in here, but I hate tardiness, especially when it's me. So I'm sorry for arriving late today. The driver was late, but never mind. And I've got to be somewhere else after this. There's nothing worse than people who turn up and then disappear after they give a talk. I hate that, but I've got to do it today. Okay, I've been asked to talk briefly about publication, okay? And there's a couple of people in the room I can see at least who've heard some of this before. Some of it's different, okay? Some of it's the same, as you can see. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing and the editor of Nursing Open, which is an open-access journal published by Wiley. So I cover both of these things. I hope there's some time for quick questions at the end. I don't know how often I'll be back and engaging with you over the course of the next couple of days, but there will be a dinner on the last night or a reception or something. I'll be at that if people want to ask me anything. But my email's at the end of all of the slides, so you're welcome to contact me. So we'll see what time we've got at the end. I'll have to go a little bit quickly. I'm covering a few different things. Okay, that's how we all see the publication process, I think. And I know that there are people in the room who are well published, and I know there are people who probably haven't published, and people who are trying to publish. I'm not trying to patronise those who have published a lot and assume that other people have. I mean, we can all learn a little bit more. I mean, I'm often in that position there. Okay, still, I mean, I'm still a researcher and investigator as well. My aim in life is to get there, on other journals, and other people are trying to get there to there on my journal. I'm sometimes trying to get from there to there on my own journal as well, because there's nothing stopping me submitting. And I'm very proud to say that sometimes I fall by the way, even on my own journal. So just to show you, there's no favour for editors in chief on their own journal. We don't edit our own papers. But this is how we see it. There's various people along the way ready to swipe you, knock you off your feet, kill you if necessary. At the end, and I can't give you any guaranteed way of getting to the end of that road successfully. But if you don't listen to me or do some of the opposite things that I say, I can guarantee that you won't get to the end. Okay, there's guaranteed ways of not having success. So all I can do is try to help people to maximise their chances of getting to the end of that road successfully. And essentially, there's a process of quality assurance that goes on in journals, and that's what we address as editors and as publishers and the people who work in production, and you've got to address it as well. And we work as a team. It's a team effort. It's not just all about you putting your paper in and then us tearing it apart. Very often the things that we're doing with it are helping you to make it as good as possible, but we expect you to play your part as well. So basically, and very quickly, there's a submission process, which has got a quality assurance associated with it. Ethical aspects like, you know, not you know, authorship ethics, you know, who can be on the paper, who can't be on the paper, that kind of thing. That's all got to be decided at the beginning. We could maybe talk about that later. I had a huge talk about it on Sunday when I was doing a workshop. So there's quality assurance there, which that's really your responsibility to get all that right, although we do give guidance on our page for guidance. I see people taking photographs, you're welcome to do that, but my email's at the end, I can send you the slides if you want. There's a peer review process. This is the process that's really poorly understood by most people. Peer review is a process whereby we ask experts to give us an opinion on a paper. They advise us on what decisions we take, but they don't take the decisions for us. And that can be blind or open, or on the Journal of Advanced Nursing and on Nursing Open. It's a blind peer review system. Sorry, the arrows have got a little bit out of sync because I'm using a Mac. The editorial decision and input, you know, if we have to, that arrow is supposed to be there. If we give a, it worked the other day. If we give a decision on the paper, we'll tell you why we've decided it's been rejected or why it may need to have some revision. Virtually every paper needs revision. It's almost unheard of to submit a paper and have it put straight in onto print, unless you publish with some of these predatory open access journals, not Nursing Open, by the way. Then there's an obscured process, not obscure, but obscured by the arrow process of revision, not minor or major, but just revision of the paper. And there are ways of addressing that, which I'll briefly touch on at the end. Then a process of production, which again is to do with further checks to make sure the paper looks like it should do. You play a very important part here as well, because you're given the proof to look at and correct, not to change. This is not the time to put in a major paragraph on something that's come to you in your bed at night. You know, this is the time just to correct what's there. And then these days, increasingly, after it's published, sorry for the mess of those things, post-publication...
into journals are often not particularly well written, and that does them no favours.
That's for sure. The majority of the papers we get in the journal, it's about 50-50 English-speaking countries to non-English-speaking countries, but I mean UK is 15% of the submissions, very small. But the vast majority of the papers that get published are the USA, UK, Australia, Canada, a little bit, and it's not any kind of prejudice at all. It simply is, you know, poor writing is one of the reasons papers get filtered out of the system, and we don't, as editors or an editorial team or a production team, take any responsibility for that. So there is definitely an ultimate bias towards English-speaking countries simply because they use English better. But I say I think there's no excuse for it in any part of the world, and certainly the biggest number of papers, single chunk of papers coming into the journal, are Chinese, Taiwanese and Hong Kong. That's what I would call Greater China, controversial if you're in Taiwan, but that's Greater China, and English is not the first language there. Even in Hong Kong, English is not very well spoken, to be absolutely frank, or not very well written. They've learned to use people to do it, so I think that's what's needed, and I think that's it. And a lot of these places do have offices, like you're suggesting. Yeah. But I mean, it's not my place to suggest what should happen.
In academia in the States, most academic people are foreigners.
Maybe
50-50.
Yeah. But I would like to make one point, that it's not only people whose first language is not English who can't write in English. Believe me.
I will ask another question about how you choose the journal you will submit for.
Okay. Richard asked this question the other day. The driver arrived eventually, but fairly late, at least 17 minutes late. I eventually got down to the Marriott Hotel, and they'd juggled the timetable about to put the second speaker on first, which was sensible. She finished on time. I was then already behind time, but had moved the timetable back a little bit with Raki's help, and somebody in the audience asked the speaker if they were going to have a coffee break then, and she said no. Richard reinforced this by saying no, that I had to get on, and there was a break scheduled for after that, but everyone disappeared anyway. Not only did they grab a cup of coffee, they just stood around talking, so we had to herd them back in. I gave my talk, and then I went off to the University of Calgary in Qatar.
graduate of the University of Edinburgh with a PhD in biochemistry from the University of Sheffield. Qualified in nursing at St. George's Hospital in London. Working in care of older people, he had a special interest in the feeding and nutritional problems of older people with dementia. He is editor-in-chief of Journal of Advanced Nursing and editor of Nursing Open. A frequent visitor to China, Southeast Asia, and Australia, he has visiting positions in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Sydney. And I guess now,
yeah,
Qatar.
Middle East as well. Yeah,
right?
we're working on it.
Okay, we're working on it anyway. He is a professor of nursing at the University of Hull in the UK, and is a member of the UK Research Excellence Framework subpanel in Allied Health Professions, Dentistry, Nursing, and Pharmacy. And we're very fortunate to have him here with us today. So I will pass the podium over.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Sorry?
What's the connection to HMC?
HMC.
All right, HMC.
Your connection?
Yes, okay. I apologize. I've just given a talk there, and I put that on there for there.
And, for HMC.
Yeah. And I didn't have time to change the PowerPoints because I'm behind schedule today.
Oh, so I see.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Yeah. simple as that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that clears.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. No, that's quite all right. I'm late, which you'll appreciate or maybe won't appreciate. You'll know I'm late.
We know.
I'm really sorry about that. Put it this way, politely, the driver couldn't get me to my first destination on time, so they substituted the first speaker, who stopped in plenty of time, and then someone said, are we having a break now? And they said, no, because Roger's got to speak, but they all went and had a break anyway. So I was going mad. And then, of course, the traffic on the way here was
yes.
horrendous. So what I intended to do was to have a break and change that bit there, but I'm really sorry about that. So you spotted the first mistake. Yeah. Throw that man out. Right.
I ventured out of my hotel, took my life in my hands and crossed the road in front of the hotel. It was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, and as Annie Topping suggested, do it during the day. It's going to be much easier than at night. So it was over to the shopping centre here, went to the Carrefour shop to buy something that I'd run out of, and it just looks exactly like a shopping centre anywhere else I've been. Of course, why should it look any different, except that it's full of people in Arabic dress. Little cafes where all the men sit separately from the women. What a strange culture, how different from ours. That's the end of another working day. I got finished unexpectedly early, so I got back here before I went out shopping there, and I had time to go to the gym and burn off 500 calories on the treadmill. I didn't feel like going outside today. I also got that report off to our faculty, cleared up my emails and read a few things that needed commenting on. Poor Richard's not feeling too well, so he's had to cancel dinner tonight, so I'm going to meet Annie Topping here briefly instead. And I've got another 7 o'clock start tomorrow. We'll see if that actually takes place, but I'll definitely be there for 7 o'clock. I've set my alarm already. I won't miss it. And I'll try and get an early night tonight.